Good evening. This is Taryn Sargent on this episode of QU, a podcast series brought to you by QU Media. Tonight on the podcast, we have Herman Chongwain and Faith Haggard here to talk about their upcoming podcast series. Hello, how are you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, and you?
Pretty good as well. Just to kind of start this off, what is the podcast going to be about?
The podcast is really just going to be about people coming in and just opening up to, like, any specific topics that we're talking about that night, just giving their real opinion, real thoughts about how they feel about it without any judgment, and just something that's comfortable for the people.
Yeah, like Faith said, it's really, the podcast really open to anybody, but we mostly want to get the students involved and get their opinion about just different topics.
And so what kind of inspired this podcast? Is there any, like, specific inspiration, or was it just, like, you feel the need that the student body should have a podcast?
I think what inspired the podcast was just bringing something to campus that allows the students to share their thoughts and feelings. I think Herman can elaborate more about, like, how he feels about it, but I think that's one of the things that inspired the podcast.
For me, one day I remember I was talking to Faith, and we're, like, just joking around, and we brought up an idea of a podcast, and we talked about how the students are missing something on campus, and we felt like a podcast would be something that would bring us closer as a school and as a student body.
And so kind of going off of that, like, how are students, like, the students are going to be the guests, correct, on the podcast?
Correct. Yeah. Or staff.
Okay, so, like, how are the staff or the students going to get in contact with you to be like, hey, I'm interested in airing, like, being on this podcast? Do you have any idea how that's going to work?
I think more importantly, we'll go through who we feel is the best candidate for the podcast at the time, whether it's a student or an adult, we'll probably reach out. Or if they have any questions about the podcast, we probably can put, like, our email down at the end of this. They can reach out. They can do anything they feel free possible around campus just to get any more information that they feel that is needed at the time.
Yeah, like, to write off of Faith, like she said, like, right now as we're starting out, we'd, like, just go around telling people we have a podcast, or if we have a topic coming up, we might ask a few people around campus just to get our name out there.
And do you guys know what your first podcast topic is going to be yet, or are you just still trying to decide on that?
Right now we are still trying to decide on it. We have a few topics in mind, but right now we are dialing it down to a few or two, kind of what we want to talk about.
Can we get, like, a sneak peek of, like, an example of one of the topics that you might be discussing on the channel?
One, we are definitely thinking about talking about relationships. We're definitely thinking about talking about mental health within athletes, or how college can impact a student athlete and how their mind goes and how it differs from being here the freshman year till your senior year.
And then what does this podcast kind of look like? You kind of went into, like, how there's going to be staff and there's going to be students. Is this going to be, like, a really, like, uptight thing? Or are you guys going to, like, air at a certain time? Or is it just more of, like, when something arises on campus, you guys are going to have a podcast?
Right now the idea is to kind of, like, do it probably, like, a weekly thing if we can. So, yeah, we're trying to keep it within that area, trying to keep it within a weekly thing, some hot topics that we have already came in mind, try to record that, go off that script, and then however it goes, you just fly from there.
Yeah, and as far as the podcast environment, we just want people to be as comfortable as possible. We want it just to be, like, more for conversation than, like, a podcast type of setting.
And then where are you thinking of kind of uploading, like, these? Are you thinking of any specific platforms, or...?
I think right now our biggest thing, since we're so new, is trying to get it, like, remain on the, like, QU kind of podcast or QU media kind of side right now. And then once we get lifted off our feet, or once we get comfortable with our own, we'll probably transfer over into doing something that's, you know, within ourselves or something like that.
And then do you see yourself kind of being on multiple platforms besides QU media? Like, are you guys going to maybe put some recordings out there? I know, like, popularized podcasts nowadays that talk about stuff like... like, more popularized topics also are, like, are on TikTok and are recording them actually doing the podcast. Are you guys interested in doing that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I feel that once we get, like I said, comfortable with just doing a podcast ourselves, like, that is the ideal goal, is just to make it broader, make it bigger, and just, you know, see where we go from there.
Yeah, for sure. Down the line, we're definitely planning to go as big and as far as we can go.
And then, like, how long are your podcasts going to be? Are you thinking, like, these are going to be long for students to listen to? Or are these going to be short? Like, are they going to be long and then broken up into segments? Do you have any idea how that's going to work?
Well, yeah. We talked about keeping it between like, what, 30, 45 minutes within our podcast. You know, some people don't want to listen to something too long, but, you know, it's spicy. If it does get deep, you know, we run a little bit longer. But somewhere within that time frame is what we're looking at.
Yeah, we're thinking like we're thinking 30, 40 minutes. But if people keep talking, we'll just keep going because we want it to. It's more like a conversation. We're doing it on the podcast, but we just want people to be free and just talk.
Mm-hmm. And this is an interesting topic. We were talking about this before the podcast, and there was a little bit of uncertainty. What are your ideas for the name of this podcast?
We had a couple ideas that come to mind, but. Like with any podcast or with anything that comes, you know, to that you want to start and being big, you have to see what fits and what's already out there. So that's our biggest thing. We don't really know what we're going for, but we are trying to catch the idea of something that catches the authentic self, the authentic idea of a person's mindset and stuff like that. So once we get comfortable with that or once we know exactly what we're trying to look for, then we'll come out with a name.
Yeah, we were just thinking about like starting. And then whatever, like, comes to our mind or whatever fits both of us, we'll just name it that. We didn't want to, like, overthink it. And then down the line, we think of something better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's kind of to give the audience a little bit of a taste on what kind of commentary they're going to get. I'm going to throw you guys a question. Here's my question for you guys, kind of going along the topics you're kind of discussing. Do you think women or men cheat more?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Do I feel like men or women cheat more? I would have to say I think men cheat more, but women are more sneakier when they do cheat.
Herman, I saw you made a little sound towards that. You disagree with that or you agree?
I don't disagree. I would say men and women cheat the same. Men just get caught more than women. So it seemed like men cheat more, but really it's the same. Like she said, women are just more sneakier with it.
And then to combat that, what do you think kind of creates an area where you feel like you don't have to cheat? Is there like something that you feel like makes people want to cheat or?
Yes, I definitely do. I think like, I really do feel like communication is a big thing. I feel like once that runs dry or people start getting confused, that's when the like speculations of, oh, should I cheat come into play? I seen this one quote where it was like, I don't know if Herman actually said that, like, relationship is like a math problem. Once you get confused, you start cheating.
That's
like,
definitely a Herman quote. That's definitely, I
see. But, like, yeah, I totally agree with that. Like, once people start getting uncertain of, like, what the other person wants and there's no communication or no clear line, people are going to start cheating or stepping out.
She's definitely right about that. Communication is a big key. But as a man, I feel like, I don't want to say we just cheat to cheat, but it's like if we feel like we're in a vulnerable place and we get the opportunity, it's going to happen. But I don't know.
Faith, how do you feel about that? I feel like you want to respond to that.
I just feel like no, because like someone told me like, oh, when in a guy in a relationship, cheating is pretty much like inevitable. Like every guy is going to do it. But like, I feel like, you don't have to, like, every man doesn't have to cheat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you do, like, I get it. Sometimes it might be a mistake or, like, I don't think cheating is considered a mistake. I think it's, like, a bad decision at the time. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like every man has to do it. I feel like you're grown enough to know, like, oh, like, I can stay loyal to this one person. If not, then don't waste my time.
So what is cheating? Because you guys have, I don't know, what constitutes cheating? Like, what is cheating?
I think that goes into a deeper scale, to be honest with you. Like, I think there's classifications of cheating. Like, you have emotional cheating, and then you have your physically cheating. So I feel like that goes into two different categories.
So would you consider flirting cheating?
Emotionally, yeah.
Herman seems like he disagrees with that.
I mean, like, flirting is a part of human nature, though. Like, people just, like, personally, I flirt. Like, I just, sometimes it just happens naturally. Like, that's my personality, so.
So if what if your girl flirts? Are you going to feel some type of way or that's not cheating so you don't feel no type of way?
See, double standard.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how she's doing it. It depends.
What if she's doing it just like you?
She can't do that.
See?
She can't do it like, nah, it's me.
It's your like, girl, though.
I feel like she said, cheating is like a, like there's, when people say cheating, that's a big spectrum of cheating. Like there's a lot of ways somebody can cheat. It's not just like physically or emotionally. Like cheating is different for different people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's like, it's how do you categorize it? Yeah. Like yourself, like individually, emotional cheating, how would I categorize that? Like, oh, like we're doing everything on every level except having sex or having sexual intercourse, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but physically it's like, oh, we didn't did the do, we didn't have sex, we didn't had all of that. But like emotionally it's like, oh, I'm telling her I love her, or like text her 24/7, we on FaceTime, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want to see you. Or even to like the, like, you know, I can get a little flirt, you know what I'm saying? But like when you go, when you start stretching it,
yeah I feel like also as a couple, like before couples get together, it might seem uncomfortable, but this is a topic that they should talk about.
Facts.
Because, like, I know it might seem like you got to prepare for it, you know? Like, you should sit down and talk about what you think cheating is, what do you consider cheating. And I feel like that's when communications come in. Because a lot of couples nowadays, they don't communicate very well, and that leads to a disaster.
I agree.
Well, it has been amazing having you two, as well as seeing that little snapshot of what listeners will be able to hear when they get their podcast officially started, as well as having some more students coming in and giving their opinion. A podcast where students can express their true feelings will be amazing for this student body, and we look forward to seeing you guys air this podcast. Thank you for tuning in on tonight's podcast. This is Taryn Sargent,
Faith Haggart,
and Herman Chong Wing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of QU. We hope to see you again in the next episode.
Shit bomb, you said shit.
Oh shit, you got shit.
I said that?
Yeah. I look